Okay, let's begin our discussion of Shabbos, Yerushalmi, Kuf Aleph. Kuf Aleph, that means there's 2 weeks left, right? Kuf Yud Gimel, 113 Dafim here on Masechah Shabbos. And let us get into the Mishnah here on Kuf Amabez at the bottom. So we started discussing Parakal HaKelim, which is all about Kelim, all about not Kelim in terms of Tumah V'Tahara, even though we do touch on that today, but in terms of Kli Shemalachta L'Isser, Kli Shemalachta L'Heter, as we mentioned in our introduction to the parak. So the Mishnah gives other examples of a Kli Shemalachta L'Isser. Notel Adam Kurnis Lefzoa Boagozim. A person could take a hammer, a Kurnis Lefzoa Boagozim, to crack nuts, to get to the shells inside. Right? That's a hammer. It's a classic Kli Shemalachta L'Isser. Usually used to bang nails in, but a person could use it to break the shells of the nuts. Kardom, lachtok, what's that vela? Kardom was a slicing instrument, a big one, a hatchet, some type of a large kli. But you could use it to cut your dvela, cut your figs, if you don't have anything else to use. Megera, a saw. But the Karbonada says kein sakin v'yish ba'pekimos harbe. Right, there is it's a knife, but there it's not, it's serrated. Right, so pekimos harbe lagur ba'as hagvina. So you take a saw to cut your cheese, if that works for you. Magrefa, a shovel. Lagrof ba'as agrogris, to get out the bottom of the barrel. I know if there is figs on the bottom, you know, and you want to get them out, so you reach down with the magrefa. Es harachas ves ha'malzgez. According to our Gersa, it's in a mazleg, some type of winnowing huge pitchfork. Which is usually used to pick up straw. So then, right, to give food to a child. What do you mean? Why don't you just give it to a child in your hand? Why don't you give it to a child in with a regular fork? You need the rachas. So the Tiferes Yisrael here says on the Mishnah, because there must be a case where, you know, the child is far away somewhere and you need to give it to him, says the Tiferes Yisrael. I don't know, a child jumped to the other side of the river, and he's starving, you have to give him food, so maybe that's where, he is, he's trying to give him. So whatever the case is, it's a case where, one wants to use this for a different purpose that it is usually used for. So that is one is allowed, and the Tiferes Yisrael just comes up with the mitzias. Okay. Says the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Yudalid, the Gemara mentions an idea about lifting something with a pitchfork type of straw. The Gemara says, Lama Nimshala, Yudalim and Aleph. Lama Nimshala, Tilasin Shal Sadikim Ka'atar. Why is the Tfila of Sadiqim compared to an atar, vayetar lo, right? That's the lashon used, but atar is also a type of, you know, pitchfork, like we're talking about, another word for arachas. Lomer lecha ma atar zem hapeches atfua begorin mimakom loakom. Just like the atar, this pitchfork, this, like the lashon that's used in our Mishnah, the rachas takes the straw from one place to another place. Af tfilasin shal tzadikim mafeches daito shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu mimides achzorius lemides rachmanus. So too, the tefillah of a tzaddik could be like that pitchfork, taking Kadosh Baruch Hu's achzarius and taking it and throwing it over there to Rachmanus. Rachmanus and, being oker the gzardin. So that's the Gemara in Sukkah. It gives a little agada for this image that we have in our head. Finishing up, as a kush, as a karkod, or kadkod, some type of spindle or a peg that's used in a weaving instrument, litzchopa, we use that for as a toothpick, right? If I have something that's usually used for the weaving, and it's sharp on the corner, so I could stick it into a fruit to eat it. Machat shel yad, I could use a hand needle, which again is usually used for sewing. It's a klisha malachto le'isser. Litobo as a coat, but I could use it to take out a splinter. We also had this earlier, noting that removing splinters is not refuah on Shabbos. Right, out of the refuah, the Isser Drabanan of refuah, of Gzeir Shechich Samanim, does not apply by removing an external nuisance. Even though one might say an infection is an external nuisance, but that became an internal nuisance. But taking out a splinter right? That's removing an external nuisance. That is not going to be, if there is a stinger, Rahmanul Islam, somebody got stung on Shabbos, you could remove the stinger, right? From the body, because that's not called healing. In the same sense, that's not part of the gzeira of shchikas hamamanim to remove the external problems. Here too, removing the splinter is one could use the needle to take out a splinter. So again, one could take out a splinter on Shabbos. The second that somebody sees that it starts bleeding, then one has to be more careful, right? If you just taking out the splinter, it doesn't have to bleed, and therefore it's davar miskaveh. It's mutter to take out the splinter, but once it starts bleeding, then I have to stop. Again, if there's pain, then there might be some more flexibility. But that's the machat line. Vishel sakoin, lift off what's a delis, or if somebody has a larger needle of sakoin, of a large sacks, so one could use that to open up a doorway. Rather, sakov the bed, so if you lost the key, so then that's, you know, one is a, could open the key, open the door with this. Again, all of these are klishim latal issers, which one can use for different purposes on Shabbos. No tell Adam Kernis Lovtoa Boasa Gozem. So the Gemara first has a different understanding of the first line, right? No tell Adam Kernis, a person could take a hammer, Lovtoa Boasa Gozem. The Gemara's Havamina here is Ha Shalola Fatseya Lo. So question, how to understand this? We'll go with one understanding. If you're not picking it up to crush nuts, no, says the Karbana Eda. Af Apishu Kernis Shala Gozem. So the Havamina here, according to the Karban Eda, is that we're not talking about a hammer. We're talking about a nutcracker. We're talking about a hammer that's generally used for nuts. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that you're only allowed to use this nutcracker for nutcracking. But you can't move it around for anything else. Again, the way that I explained it was different way, meaning that this talking about a klishim latal iser, it's usually used for hammering other things. But the way the Karban Eda is understanding the Mishnah, the Gemara, which is understanding the Mishnah here, that kol shalol fatseya below, right? If it's not to be potseya, you're taking the nutcracker from here to there, even though it's a klishim latal heter, it's still usher to move. And if that's true, then this line of the Mishnah must nisa to Reb Nechemya. This line of the Mishnah reflects Reb Nechemya shita to Reb Nechemya ein nitalin shalol litzarach. Reb Nechemya has the most limited shita of all in terms of tilto. Reb Nechemya's shita comes up in the next Mishnah. We're going to have Be'ez Hashem on two Mishnahs on Kuf on Amud Beis today. Reb Nechemya says you're only allowed to move a kli for its designated purpose. Even if it's a kli shem latal heter, you can only use it for a designated purpose. Which Pashup Shat then he would say you can never use a kli shem latal iser, right? Because kli shem latal iser's designated purpose is la iser. So how could you ever, according to Reb Nechemya, use a klisha malach to l'isser? So some say that he would allow tsarech makomo. That is a machlokas rishonim. How to understand Reb Nechemya Shita. Again, Reb Nechemya Shita says, you're only allowed to use a kli on Shabbos l'tsarech, the designated purpose. That's how the Pashup Shat Rashi says in Masechah Shabbos, for its designated purpose. So again, you would never be able to use a klisha malach to l'isser then, because its designated purpose is l'isser. And what about tsarech makomo? Right, you need the place. So is that on the par with its designated purpose? You want to remove it or not? So that's a discussion in the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba. They all discuss this within Reb Nechemya, who we don't even paskin like, right? As we'll see by the Shem and Amma Beis. But even if we don't paskin like Reb Nechemya, there is a whole discussion of the Rishonim. I'll just read you from the Rashba, because the Rashba quotes both opinions. Machlokas between grandfather and grandson. Machlokas Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam. Within Shitas Reb Nechemya. Nimsa lefi devei Rashi. This is the Rashba Kuf Chav Dalet. Nimsa lefi devei Rashi. The kli shemalachto leisser eino nito klal litzorach gufo lefi sheino miyuchad alam lechaz isser. Right, Pashup Shat of Reb Nechemya. Nechemya says you can only move a kli on Shabbos for its designated purpose, which means any kli shemalach l'isser is out. You can't use it. Aval asorach makomo nital shaharei nitiloso b'tashmish hamiyuchalo. So that's similar, Rashi says, in Reb Nechemya, moving it is using it for its ultimate purpose. I just don't want it here. So that's how Rashi would say. V'yavagav debekula shmeisin sharya tfeil tzorach gufo mitzorach makomo. And even though, if you look through the steps of the Gemara, tzorach gufo is usually a heter that comes before tzorach makomo. Like, we'll get to the stages of the gzeira when they asered everything and then they matered little by little. They matered tzorach gufo before they matered tzorach makomo. So you would think tzorach makomo is ever going to be mutter without tzorach gufo, but that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush here. Yeah, within Reb Nechemya, Tzorach Makomo would be mutter for a klisha matal iser, but not Tzorach Gufo. Hachalokasha to bedinu dafilu Tzorach Gufo yital talenu. Really, should be able to be metaltal it always. Ela sheyefsha glomishkachas la Tzorach Gufo. Fine. And then Rashba says, V'lidnira yishtona kayosibo. We found something similar. Aval Rabbeinu Tam pirish. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, let me tell you what my grandfather meant. To the divrei Rashi zal, to the Reb Nechemya, ein klisha matal iser metaltal klal. Afilu Tzorach Makomo. Didn't touch me, yuchalo. Says Rabbi Natan, that's not what my grandfather meant. Rashi says, according to Rabbi Nechemi, it's only the Tashma Shem Yuchad. That means Tashma Shem Yuchad. Not Klishma Atal Isser, you can't move. Period. According to Rashi's Rabbi Nechemia. Lefisha miyachto lehistalek acher tashmisho. Vizeh hoel ve'eno mishtamish bo afhu eno misalko. Varisha no reyose, the Rashba says, I think my pshat, the first pshat of Rashi, is correct and not the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat of Rashi. The Yesh Mefarshim, and then says another pshat within Reb Nechemia. So Reb Nechemia, afilu klisha malachto le'isser mishkachale le'tzorach tashmisha. No, maybe klisha malachto le'isser, you can't. What do you mean le'tzorach tashmisha? Tashmisha miyuchalo, it's isser. So how would you be able to move it? To lo asar Reb Nechemia ela b'mishana osola malachas acheres. No, maybe Reb Nechemia would agree. Cracking nuts and banging in nails, the same thing. You're banging on something. Maybe that's considered designated purpose, right? If you're going to use it for a different purpose, maybe that's what Olari excludes. Konkernishal nafachim leshevalav. You want to use some type of blower that nafachim used to sit on. Olachasas boasakli. To use it for a totally different purpose. That's what Nechemya means. V'yavagav di yeshiva v'kisui malacha gufa shal heterhu. Avol levatzoyach bo egozim tashmishu miyuchad lohu. Shar miyuchad hu lahakos. V'yavagav shemishana oso mehakos malechas isra lahakos malechas heter. Ein zashini tashmisho. So the Rashba then says, maybe Nechemya is much more, it's more makel than we thought. Klisha malachto le'isser, you can move as long as it's the same type of purpose that was used. So Rashi is the most limited. And according to the first pshat of Rashi, according to the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat of Rashi, it's very limited. A klisha malachto le'isser, you can't move on Shabbos, period, according to Reb Nechemya. According to the Rashba's pshat of Rashi's Reb Nechemya, you could even move a klisha malachto le'isser for banging. Right, for banging open nuts. And, in the middle shita, the first upshot is that no, klisha malachto le'isser cannot be moved l'tzorach gufo, because it's tashmisha miyuchad is asur, but you can move it l'tzorach makoma. That's all within Rashi of Rabbi Nechemya. And then the Rashba says a little bit later on, Rabbeinu Tam argues fundamentally on the pshat. To the Rabbi Nechemya, afilu klisha malachto le'isser shari. You're allowed to move klisha malachto le'isser gufo. He continues. There's a lot here regarding Rabbi Nechemya, and again, we don't paskin make a pasuk like Rabbi Nechemya anyway. Okay, let's continue. That was all Torah Lishma. Says the Gemara. So that's all the first line. First line that we just had of the Mishnah. Maybe the first Mishnah is the line is like Rabbi Nechemya. Fine. Rabbi Bar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chinina Bar Shalmiya B'Shem Rav, Modim Chachamim L'Rabbi Nechemya. Their Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Nechemya by the following items. Because the following items, the Chachamim would agree that it's also to move. Why? Because they're going to say that these L'chora are Muktzah Machmas Chesron Kis. B'Zaira, U'B'Mezura, U'B'Mechuna, or B'Bechuna. Bezaira, what's a bezaira? Du atzarbe. It's something that presses down the clothing. Bimizura, du chavit be. Something that beats down the clothing. Anything that makes it flat. Bimechuna or bimechuna, du katish be. It pounds the clothing. Some type of that, they didn't have irons in those days. So it's something that makes the clothing flat. All of these were only used for their specific purpose. And therefore, it's muksamachmas chesron kiss. And then everybody would agree. Next. Kli hameyuchad, Le'isser, metaltel and oso, and we have this brisa now. Kli miyuchad le'isser, what we call klishamad le'isser, metaltel and oso litzarich, leheter bein litzarich bein shalol litzarich. So what does this brisa mean? Klishamad le'isser, you can move it litzarich, let's say that means litzarich gufo or litzarich makomo. Right? You can move a klishamad le'isser for using it for a heter purpose or if you need the place. Laheter, if it's a klisham, meaning, but what you can't do, you use it for. Remember, there are three types of purposes. Using it for a mutter purpose, you need the space, or for its own protection. What's called nechama litzel. So that is not allowed for a klisham alachta le'isser. Litzarech, gufar mekomo is mutter, but shalol litzarech, we're understanding mean, shalol litzarech, gufar mekomo, but mechabal itself, that's not allowed. But leheter, if you have a klishamal to leheter, if you have a spoon, if you have a bowl, bein litzarech, bein shalol litzarech, then you can move it, even if it's shalol litzarech, it's just for its own protection. Amar Rabbi Yosa, Rod, Eichon Hekilu b'Shabbos, you see how far we've gone in terms of being mekel on Shabbos? In this regard, Shafilu Dvarim Shein Tashmish on L'Shem Shabbos, Hitiros on L'Shem Shabbos, even something that's not usually used for a Shabbos purpose, even a Kli Shemalakta Lisser, we still say it has a Shem Kli, and you can move it on Shabbos. You see how mekel we are in terms of the definition of Kalim for Shabbos. And the Gemara says, and there's a parallel that there's a Chumrah in the world of definition of Kalim for Tumah. Umar, Rebbe Lazar says, we switch the Dal to the Vav, Dulufki, Lamehi Tameya. Why is a dulufki tmeya? What's a dulufki? It's a little wooden table that you put wine on. And you don't drink directly from there. It's like a table that's outside the room, and they take from that little table, they put it, bring it inside to serve. But you, that table does not serve people. So ask the Gemara, if you have the, one of the rules, remember the Rambam? We have to know it like we know Kriya Shema. Remember that Rambam? So we all still have work to do. So the one of the rules is if you have a flat wooden kli, it's not makabel tuma. A wooden kli needs a receptacle, right? Pshute kli eitz are not makabel tuma unless they service people and kalim. Unless they service people and kalim. So the Gemara is asking here, well, does this fit the bill? Look at the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He explains all this right here. He says, "Pshute kliyets marbinon mishum david mishamshi adam u'mishamshi kalim. Avala dulufki ha'eno ela mishamish kalim u'mishamish adam lohave." Right, this dulufki, this little flat wooden table, serves, you know, the bottles that are put on top of it, so it serves kalim, but it doesn't serve people. And the rule is, flat wooden kalim has to serve people and kalim to be tameh. So that's the Gemara's question. Tulufki lamehi tameya. Why is it tameya? No, well, the waiter uses it like a table. Even though, you know, it's an external, you know, it has the wine bottles outside, but the waiter eats there. Right? The balabayas eats inside. So it does service directly the waiter. The Gemara says, basis di de lamehi tameya. What about the holder, the base of the table? You know, what does that serve? Sometimes the shamash would stand on it for whatever needs. So you see, this is already a fishy, little iffy type of kli, but we gave it the status of a kli to be makabel tuma. So, right? Even something that's not, right, usually you would think has a usage and shouldn't be tame, will be tame. So you see how machmir, how mako we are in regarding the definition of kalim on Shabbos, and how machmir we are regarding the definition of kalim for tuma vitara. So that's the parallels, opposite parallels. Now usually you would think that Shabbos is the more machmir and tuma, but this is the parallel of the Gemara. As a racha v'samal gaze lasesa lo v'katan kush v'karkel otchobo amar Rabbi Simon. Sharali Rabbi Avahu, Mesav Kiloris B'Shabbos. Rabbi Simon says that Rabbi Avahu allowed me to remove Kiloris. Kiloris is some type of a bandage with a salve on it next to the eye. He allowed me, because after it's used, then it becomes uncomfortable and even painful. So he allowed me to take it off on Shabbos. I'm going to take it off on Shabbos. Meaning, removing an external nuisance. So Rabbi Babar Kohen, B'Shem Rav Sheshes, Masis Amar Ken, that's exactly what our Mishnah says. What our Mishnah say? Machat shayali tobo asakos, right? You could take a needle to take out a splinter. So the Gemara says, delachain. Remember in Yerushalmi language, that always means di'im lokain. Delachain. Di'im lokain. If you don't say this, if you don't say the Mishnah is a basis for it, ma beikos lazeh. Right? What's the difference between a splinter and this salve that is now causing you discomfort? Both of them are muksa, right? The piece of splinter in your finger is muksa, and the salve is muksa, but you're allowed to remove it. Let her remove it. If it's causing discomfort. Rabbi Baba, Kumi Rabbi Mana, Mau Migbilta Biyantif, could you make this salve? Could you grind it, make it on Yantif? Right? Is that, allowed for, Ochal Nefesh? So Amarle, ain't Ochal Nefesh. No, that's not Ochal Nefesh. And therefore, that Gibel would be the Malacha of Lush and would not be allowed. This Gemara, this Tana, obviously holds, does not hold of the principle of Mitoch. Right? We hold the principle of Mitoch. Right? Mitoch shutzul letzarech ochol nefesh hutchana mishalol letzarech ochol nefesh. Any malacha that's mutl letzarech ochol nefesh, which we discussed earlier, it's not all malachas. Right? You can't drive to the store to buy food for yantif. Right? Certain malachas, we had all the different definitions. The language of the Yerushalmi we had earlier was milisha ve'elach. Right? From Lishan on, those last couple of Sidur de Pas malachas, those are the ones that are mutter. But again, this line, day of the Gemara, does not hold of mitoch. Next Mishnah, Alacha Gimel, third Mishnah here in the parak. Chanashal Zesim. More about Kalim and whether you're allowed to use them on Shabbos. So let's say you have a big vat, a big barrel of olives that are you picked, and now they're sitting in a barrel and they're oozing out their oil and they're getting mushy. And you want to know, you know, once they get very soft and mushy, then you could put it in an olive press and press it. So imagine a stick, a kaneh that goes into the olive press, and you like, it's kind of like, not lahavdil, but it's not lahavdil, we can be makadish, right? When you check the oil in the car, you stick in this little metal thing and you stick it, you pick, take it out, and you see where the line is up to, and you see how much oil you need and how much is left in there. So that's the Karnashal Zesim, right? You stick it in the olive and you want to see, like, if there's moisture and if there's olives that stick to the Karnah. So Imish Kesha Barosho, if it has a little knot at the bottom of it, Mekabel Tumah. Then it's Mekabel Tumah. It's considered a receptacle because it's going to catch some of the olive on some of the pulp on the knot. V'imlavin Mekabel Tumah. But if it doesn't have that knot, then it's not going to be Mekabel Tumah. But either way, Benkach Uvenkach, Nito B'Shabbos. Either way, it's considered a kli for Hilchos Shabbos, meaning it's useful for you on Shabbos. It's a kli, and you would be able to touch it on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, and move it. What kana are we talking about in the Mishnah? We're talking about the kana, the stick that was misukan, that was made to check the olives. To check the olives, and the Karban Eda says, to even hold some of the olives. Leos bodek azesim. Bala tarait, says the Karban Eda. Hakana zepshute kliyetsu, vene makabal tumah. What's the Mishnah talking about? Right? Isn't this, we're talking about a wooden kli like we just said before. It's a flat wooden kli without a edge, a receptacle, then it's not makabal tumah. So lakach kamar shizkinu leos bodek bozesim imhigiyu latzor, vizui kabala bachalal shalo. There is a receptacle, in order to check if the olives are ready. Kesed hu yodea. So says the Gemara, how do you know? How do you know if they're ready? So imaluchlach ben mashke, if it's full of moisture, when you take it out, biyaduash ning b'malachta, malaches hamatan. So you know the ma'atan, this place where you let the olives sit, has done its job, and now it's time to press the olives. V'lo, and if it's not, meluchlach ben mashke, so then biyaduash ning b'malachas hamatan, you have to leave it in there longer. Amar Rabbi Mana, Lotani Shmuel. Shmuel does not say this is the pshat. Ella lios shole bo hazesim. Right? Shmuel says the Mishnah is not talking about a case where you're just checking. It's talking about a case where they're going to get stuck on there that you're going to take out to eat. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Kanesh al zesim detnan. This kana in the Mishnah. Kanesh motzi bo hazesim in amaton. We're talking about a kana that takes the olives out. That's a clay keyboard. That's a receptacle. Avalkana, debodik bo, if it just checks, that's not going to be makabel tumah. That's not enough of a receptacle to have like a moisture on it when you take it out. Shmuel says that's not good enough. That would not be makabel tumah. The only thing that would be makabel tumah is if the one that you hold that's meant to hold the olives and grab the olives on it too. Period. Next. Kanish is kinolios pokik bo achalon. If somebody has a stick or a pole that's meant to use to open and close a window. Open and close a window, kind of like a key, right? Like we had in the Mishnah. Neymar, let us say, imay akasha v'talui, if this stick is tied and hanging, right, on next to the wall to use to open and close the window, poke in bow, then you could move it on Shabbos and use it to open and close. V'ilo ain't poking in bow. But if not, then you cannot use it to open and close the window. In that case, because it's not called a kli. If it's just sitting on the floor, it doesn't have a tsuras kli, so then it's not called a kli. So that's why, but if it's hanging and tied on, then you know it's connected and it's part of this apparatus. Rav Shimon said, no, as long as you got it ready and it's always there and it's sitting right next to the chalon and you always use it to open and close, it does not have to be tied, it doesn't have to be hanging. It's all good just to being there. Says the Gemara, but Velokin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but didn't Rabbi Yochanan once say, Mishachani Chilfi, Chilfi once took me. Remember, Chilfi is Ilfa in the Yerushalmi. And Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan were those friends that were in Yeshiva. Remember, Tainus Chafalif in the Bavli, they left Yeshiva together. So Mishachani Chilfi, the Hereini Nagar Mishal Beis Rebbe, he showed me the Nagar, one of these, right, we're talking about a stick that's used to open and close windows. But we're comparing it to a door bolt from Beis Rebbe that's used to lock the doors. Kosh av Beis Notoli. And there, it was tied on, but it wasn't hanging. So he asked the Gemara, this is the third opinion. Right? What, if you say, which we're going to reject in a second, that the door bolt and the stick to open and close the window is the same kind of thing. They're both these long things that are meant to use on... for a function. But what was the machlokas we had in the Braisa? The Tanakhama said it has to be hanging and tied. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says you don't need either. And what was the Beis Rebbe? They had one, right? It was tied and not hanging. So it's the third opinion, right? So is that true? It's like the Karban Eidah says, delo kachad, it's like neither opinion. So Gemara answers, no. Don't compare the kane of the chalon to this nagar of the house. Really, as the Karban Eidah says, we pass it like Shmuel Gamliel. It does not have to be tied on or hanging at all. But Amar Rav Yudin, Mikimach, and Nitlo, Venisol, Toch Yado, Nasa, Kemafteach. By the Kaneh for the window, you hold it in your hand. And you put it in your hand, you take it, you pick it up, you put it, and after you use it, it's like a kli. It's like a key. Kivach, and Nitlo, Venisol, Toch Yado, Nasa, Kemafteach. Right? It's like a mafteach. It's like a key. And therefore, that's, you're more mako there. It doesn't have to be tied. It doesn't have to be hanging. That's where we're more makel by that kane for the chalon than we are for the door bolt. Okay, period. Here we go. Says the Mishnah. All kelim could be handled on Shabbos, except for these two fancy ones, which are muksa machbas chaser and kis, right? This big saw or the atet of the machresha. V'chala kelim nitalin, and here's the line that we referred to already earlier. V'chala kelim nitalin l'tzarech v'shol l'tzarech. All kelim could be moved l'tzarech, or shalol litzarech. And we say, what does that mean? Again, if we're talking about klishim lachta le'isser, so then this means you can move it litzarech gufo, or it's not litzarech gufo, but litzarech makomo. If we're talking about a klishim lachta le'heter, this means litzarech gufo makomo, and even mechama litzel, as we'll see. Nechemya omer in tal el litzarech, Nechemya says, no, kelim on Shabbos can only be moved for their, as Rashi explained, their unique designated purpose. And we had all the different shittas earlier within Reb Nechemya. Reb Yehuda, b'shem Rav, halacha k'Reb Nechemya. Wow. Darmein tal me'el etzarach. We're not going to end with that, but Rav first says, halacha k'Reb Nechemya. Reb Yochanan v'Rabbanan d'taman, chad amar, I said this outside already into the Mishnah, but now we're going to see it inside. Chad amar 1 says, what does it mean in the Mishnah, letzarach and shalol etzarach? So one opinion says, Litzarech means Litzarech Gufo. Shalol Litzarech means Shalol Litzarech Gufo, but Tzarech Makomo. Right, that's one. Reb Nechemya Amar in Talmud El Litzarech Gufo. Reb Nechemya says, no, you can only use it Litzarech Gufo, but this Litzarech Gufo means something different than we just said Litzarech Gufo meant. This Litzarech Gufo means only for its designated purpose. V'charana Amar, Litzarech, Litzarech Gufo, Litzarech Makomo. Both. Shalol Litzarech, Shalol Litzarech Gufo, Litzarech Makomo, but Nechama Litzel. Right? Protected from the sun to the shade. So the Tanakhama would say, everything is mutter, and then the Tanakhama would be talking about a klishon lachta leheter. That could be used even for its own protection. Reb Nechemya Omar, but if you say the Tanakhama matters everything, then Reb Nechemya could just be bumped down one level. Ein tal el tzarach gufo ulatzarach makomo. Then maybe he would allow some. Either way, Tani Amar Abudin, lo nechlu beishamah beishilal ala malein shematatulin osan shalot tzarach. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree that if you have a kelim full of food, right, if you have a bowl of food, if you have a basket of food, you can move that. Everybody agrees to that, right? The kelim of food. And obviously, food itself. V'al rei kanin, sheish b'dayto l'malosan, or if you have an empty kli that you're going to fill up, that also is for sure allowed to be moved. That's not a machlokas. V'al ma nechleku, al she'ein dayto l'malosan, what if you have a kli that you're moving and you don't have in mind to fill it up? You haven't moved to whatever, protect it, to move it, or you wanted space. That's what this is a machlokas. Shebeis Shammai osrim ubeis Hillel matirin, Beis Shammai aser is there, Beis Hillel matirin. Why would Beis Shammai aser? To move a kli. Asya, de Beis Shammai, k'Reb Nechemya. Right, it must be, Beis Shammai is following Reb Nechemya. At amrit halach k'Reb Nechemya, v'lo halacha k'Beis Shammai. Right, you're telling me, you said above Rav that the halacha is like Reb Nechemya, but Beis Shammai is like Reb Nechemya. That can't be. So the Gemara just leaves it like that. Gemara doesn't answer that question. But really, it's obviously why we wouldn't paskin like Reb Nechemya, because he lines up with Beis Shammai. I saw a comment of the Yad Eliyahu in the back. The Yad Eliyahu in the back, who says, isn't it interesting that this whole, again, you have it a little further discussion in the Bavli, but we had it on yesterday's daf, that Nechemya ben Chikliya was the one that made all of these gzeiros. He saw the Chilul Shabbos, he asked everything, and little by little, he matered. Nechemya, and from Ezra Nechemya, fame. And who's the one that's most machmir? Rabbi Nechemya. He makes that comment. Lepele, Shereb Nechemya zeh shemachmir behilcha Shabbos, yosem mikol chaveirav, shafilu klishem lakta leheter eno matir letalta lerak letzorech, hu mi yotzei chalatzav shal Nechemya ben Chikliya. It's his ancestor. Shehechmer ma'od ma'od behilcha Shabbos. Kedisa b'Shabbos, Bavli kufchav gimel. And he quotes a Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Vayechi. Okay, interesting ha'ara from the Yad Eliyahu. Okay, we'll stop here.